And first of all, if you just give me your name, please, and where you're from and what you do, please.
Phil Hogan. I'm the European Union Commissioner for Agriculture and Rural Development, and I'm based in Brussels.
And we're here today at the Summit de l'Élevage.
Yes.
I think I got that close.
I think so.
And tell us what you're doing here and what your big news of the day here was.
Well, it's a big beef conference here in France. It's in an area of France that is a massive amount of beef has been produced and been exported around the world at high quality. So I'm here to hear the issues about what French beef farmers have. And, of course, I visit a lot of shows like this in order to get a good fix on the issues on the ground and how farmers are feeling about various policies and how we need to adjust.
What's the big complaint or the big concern these days here in France?
They're worried about prices, of course, in a lot of the sectors. Because of the Russian embargo, we've been hit with €5.3 billion of a reduction in our exports, so we have to find alternative markets, and we haven't succeeded fully on that yet, so they're wondering to know what we can do to even get more markets in the Far East and beyond.
You know, I couldn't help but see about 50 countries that are partners to your European Union at this show. America's not one of those. And I just wondered, I know you know Tom Vilsack, our commissioner, our Secretary of Agriculture, and any progress on the front of trade and those kind of things, you might give us something for our listeners back home.
Well, I'm very good relationship with Tom Vilsack, the Secretary of Agriculture. And, of course, you're in a presidential election now, so I better be careful what I say. But all I can say is that we will continue to negotiate with the United States and the European Union. But, of course, we'd like a little bit of the good news on the trade front as well. And it takes two sides to negotiate. And we have a number of issues. The Americans have a number of issues. And in the next couple of years, I hope we can resolve them.
Sometimes I wonder if we just got more farmers and ranchers together with real farmers and ranchers and let the politicians listen, if it wouldn't progress a little better.
Well, I think that it's important to realize that it's not just for agriculture that these trade negotiations are going on, even though agriculture is very important. There's a lot of issues that are going on across all of the sectors, and regulatory service, financial services, issues about public procurement. But we will continue to work together closely with the United States to maximize our trade opportunities.
Our farmers often feel like the farmers get traded out in trade deals for those other sectors too. Do you feel the same way sometimes?
Every farmer thinks that, that somebody else is gaining at their expense. But I think that American farmers are doing very well. They have a lot of good agreements around the world, and the TPP is the latest one. We have 53 trade agreements, but in spite of that, the United States is one of our biggest export markets for agricultural food and drink. And that's because, of course, we have high-quality goods in the European Union that the American citizen wants, and we will continue to supply them as long as they want them.
I can appreciate that. I certainly enjoy them while I'm here. Thank you very much. I appreciate your time.
Welcome, sir.